Blog Talk Radio.
Number to the show.
have a great show for you today, but before we get into the show, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And because they are my sponsors, I would hope that you guys who need help with your taxes or your accounting and your businesses or what have you would give them a call and see if they are the professionals that I cracked them up to be. And believe me, they are. They handle all of my business affairs and all of my taxes and my tax issues. I can't stand dealing with that stuff, so they handle it for me. All right? 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment or just call in and listen to the show. I see a lot of people are just now joining the show. Welcome to the show. Today's episode, well, before we get into that, let's do this. Today's word of the day is disingenuous. Disingenuous. Disingenuous is an adjective, and it means lacking in candor or giving a false appearance of simple. So a disingenuous person is a person who, this is just my way. This is just my thinking of disingenuous. And I've said it before, that it's like fake people. They're not genuine. They're fake people. They're fake friends or people who even try to put off, you know, being someone that they are not. And that's here it is. An example of it is be aware that their expressions of concern may in truth be disingenuous and self-serving. That means that they're giving you an answer, but it's not the truth. It's something that they want you to hear, and it helps them and not you. All right? All right, 1-8-301-5834. Today's weather, and you guys grab a hold of this because I know it's not going to last long. Maybe sure the rest of this month. But today is 43 degrees right now. We're looking at a high of 64 today with a slight chance of rain. On tomorrow, we're looking at a low of 28. So it's going to be cold tonight, in early morning, 28, and a high of 55 on tomorrow. Saturday, 61, Sunday, 61. Both days on the weekend, we have a slight chance of rain. So on Super Bowl Sunday, which I was going to do some outdoor things for the Super Bowl, I don't know how that's going to work out. I want to do my grill and have me a pit fire going out back, but I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, you guys can hang on to that and know what the weather's going to be this weekend. All right? 818-301-5834. Today's show is entitled, will the people who pull the switch for execution have to answer to God? Will the people who pull the switch when someone's on, you know, someone's on death row. I think someone in Georgia got executed on yesterday or the day before or something like that. But will they have to answer to God? Okay? Will they have to answer to God? And before I get into it, let's hear from a caller from the 609 area code. The first three digits are 337. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Frank Williams, this is good morning. This is Norman Hardaway. Calling from New Jersey, and I just wanted to, you know, I think your topic is about the death row. Refresh my memory. I called in late, so I missed the actual topic.
Yeah, it said will the people who pull the switch for death, for, you know, for someone who's being executed, will they have to answer to God when they hit the pearly gate?
Well, I believe so. If you believe in God, yeah, you're going to have to, whatever you do in life, in this life on earth, you're going to answer, you have to answer for all your activities here on earth. So whether that's your job and that's how you make your living, you will have to answer for that. I'm sure, you know, those that work in that capacity, that you know, I would imagine that you know, they live with that fact every day. You know, I know I would. So, I mean, it couldn't be, it can't be easy, but, you know, money is what makes the world go round. And,
yeah.
You know, that's,
so I got a question for you. Okay. I work in the automotive industry and I work in the plant, but I work in the paint department. So I look at cars every day as far as paint goes on the cars, right?
Right.
And so once the car leaves my area and goes to another area to be put together, all the, you know, the seats, the engine, all that stuff being put together in a whole nother section of the plant. I don't have anything to do with that, but I did have something to do with the paint on the car. Now, if that car goes out and someone has an accident, God forbid, someone has an accident in that car, and they die in that car, am I going to have to answer to God for that person that died in that car?
Well, you know, your specific duty in painting the car, I don't think that would my feeling is your job wouldn't have anything to do with the mechanics of the car, so you can rest easy, I would say.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. And, hey, keep listening to the show, buddy, because I think this is going to be a good one. I got a full house today.
Okay.
All right. So, again, thank you, caller, for calling and listening to the show. Now, this, you know, he kind of hit it for me, and but I got a slightly different take on it, okay? And that's why I asked him that question. You know, about me working in the automotive industry, and if something happened, am I going to have to answer to God for that person dying in that car? Okay, dying from that car. And I think as far as someone being executed for something, and the person that pulls the switch, I think that the person who pulls the switch had nothing to do with, well, I mean, you got something to do with it, but it wasn't your job to say that you're going to die, okay? It wasn't your job, it wasn't your saying to kill that person. It was the people who were actually on the jury and the judge and all them that said, hey, this person, you're going to die for what you did. And we're going to kill you for what you did. Okay? We're going to kill you for what you did. So I think that people who actually gave the orders for them to be executed are going to have to answer to God. Okay? Now, everyone's going to have to answer to God when they hit the pearly gates for something, right? And I mean, I'm going to have to answer to him. You're going to have to answer to him, and, you know, and the like. I mean, I don't know why you're going to have to answer to him, because he knows everything that you do. He knows everything that you did. You know, I think once you get there, he's going to read you your rights. Y'all with me? Because he knows already. Okay? So, I believe that person that pulls the switch is just the person who's doing the job. And, you know, they have nothing to do with the person having to be put to death. Okay? They did the execution, but they had nothing to do with sending him there. If y'all with me there. Now, someone asked me on yesterday too, Frank, can you pull that switch? If that's my job, that's what I am paid to do, that's what I applied for, that's what I, that's the job I went for, and that's the job I got hired for, that's the job that I have to do. Okay? Like the caller said, excuse me, money makes the world go round. And the way that you make your world go round is to make money. If that's your job, to pull the switch, then at that time, you know, you have to pull the switch. Now I couldn't be the one who after the person is gone, grab them and put them on the stretcher and take them out. I probably couldn't do that. I wouldn't apply for that job. I couldn't do that job. But I could be the one who pulled a switch. Yeah, if I apply for that job, if that's the job I wanted, then yeah, I'd pull the switch. I mean, you know, I don't know if y'all remember the comedian Robin Harris. Robin Harris, you know, he said back in the day, I mean, he dead and gone, God bless his soul. But Robin Harris said, hey, I have no problem pulling the switch. Hey, I come in the room, hey, sit down, man, come on, sit down, get strapped in. Oh, cow, pull the switch, right? And funny, but that's hey, that's your job, okay? I have another caller up on the show from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 518. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Calling from Georgia. Frank, I got another scenario to question about that, too. If you in the Army, you fight for your country.
What's your name from Georgia?
Julia. If you fight from the army, and you fight for your country, and you kill all these people, and you're a Christian, they gonna answer to God too. And like you said, you would have that kind of job by picking up the bodies. But if you're in the army, ain't you gonna have to pick up some of them bodies and put them on the stretcher? You know, whatever they do. You know.
Well, I don't, you know, do the soldiers.
But it's, how many people gonna answer to God for killing them people like that?
I mean, it's a lot of different scenarios to this now because, you know, that kind of that. I mean, if you're a Christian and you don't believe in that stuff, I wouldn't go to the service and be a part of war. I wouldn't do that if I was a Christian and didn't believe in that stuff. I wouldn't do it. But if I'm, you know, some people, their whole family history has been in the armed services and going to war and all this kind of stuff. They kind of get off on that kind of stuff. So those people who go over there and kill people, you know, in the service, I really don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But what do you think the answer is? Do you think they're gonna have to answer the
question? I can't even think about that one. You know, just based on what y'all was saying, then you said you wouldn't pick. You know, if you did go to the army, you couldn't pick them bodies up and do away with them.
Nah, that wouldn't be my job in the army. That wouldn't be my job if I was in the army. That wouldn't be my job. My job in the army, and to be frank with you, my job in the army would be to hide in the ditch and shoot at people.
Okay. That's just a question I want to get out there too. This kind of gets the answers on that.
Okay. Well, thank you, Julia. You keep listening. So, again, when I guess it's a lot of different things, a lot of different pieces to this because, you know, there are people in like, the hospitals, doctors and stuff. You know, you got somebody that's, you know, laying here. They're a vegetable. The only way they're living is through a life support system, and you're telling the family that, hey, you know, they're not going to have any kind of functions when they, if they do come out of this, they're only living because of this machine. They're going to have to live on this machine for a long time. It's going to cost the family hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. And so then the family decides to pull the plug, so to speak, on that person. Okay. So if, you know, if that person has to decide, if you're that person that has to decide to pull the switch on your family member, or even your spouse, or whatever it is, will you have to answer to God for that? You know, so like I'm saying, this is a big topic. It's very general, and so that's another piece of it. If you're a doctor, you know, are you going to have to answer to God for that? Okay, Doc, I'm not going to pull the plug, but, we don't want to go on with him like this, okay? So the doctor goes in and pull the plug, right? So is the doctor going to have to answer to God for that? I don't know, right? And who knows? I guess you won't know until you get to the pearly gates. But again, he knows exactly what you're doing right now, right here, today, yesterday, the day before, all your life up to now. He knows what you did. So you're going to have to answer to something when you get there. All right? Whether it's whether you kill someone, whether you executed someone, whether you pulled a plug on someone, I don't know. I don't know. But it's a tremendous subject for radio, right? And when I think about it again, if my job is to go to war and I encounter someone who wants to kill me, okay? I encounter someone who wants to kill me. I'm either going to go or he's going to go, okay? And I want to get back home to my family. So, we only have one choice, to kill that person. Am I going to have to answer to God for that? I don't know. Okay? I may have to. That may be a part of my rights that God read me when I get there. But I don't know. Okay? If I knew, I'd tell you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And believe me, guys, I'm not trying to be heartless or anything like that. But if that was my job to pull the switch on a death row inmate whose time has come for them to be executed, I'd pull the switch, okay? That's my job. If I didn't pull the switch at that time, I'd be out the door, right? I'd be out the door. Whatever your job is today, you have to go in and do that job. Now, say, some people don't do it. Some people don't do their job every day. But, I don't get how they keep their job, but if you go in and you don't do your job, you don't do your part at your job, then at some point you're going to have to hit the door. You're going to have to hit the road. Right? You're going to have to hit the road. So that's, and if you're in the army and if you don't do your job, if you don't kill that person that's trying to kill you, you're going to hit the road. But you're going to hit the road in a different way. You're going to hit the road in a body bag. Okay? So, hey, guys, that's all I have for you today. Join the show tomorrow. We're going to talk about divorce, men, and women. Join us tomorrow. Same time, same place, right here on the Frank Wade Show. Take care, guys.
All began, it just seems like getting so